From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia said its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State in the Turkish effort at a three-month offensive to dislodge rebels from the border town of Elbab. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said Russian and Turkish aircraft conducted their first joint airstrikes on ISIS positions in Aleppo province. He said nine Turkish planes, eight Turkish jets carried out the combined operation. Russia and Turkey have been on opposite sides of the nearly six-year conflict, with Moscow backing Syrian President Bashar Assad, Ankara supporting the rebels. David Lesh is a Syrian analyst at Trinity University in Texas.
They were having a tough go at it, trying to take Elbab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses. And so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security-related matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham it will not take part. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent said Wednesday at least 70 civilians, including six aid workers, were killed, dozens wounded, in northeast Nigeria following an errant military airstrike that hit a camp for displaced people. The strike occurred Tuesday in Ran, near the border of Nigeria and Cameroon. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces gathered at the border vowing to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step down. Mr. Jammeh called the December 1st election fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday, he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News.